This evening, we four would like to present by a poem by Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. The title of the poem is The Long String, as translated by Coleman Barks.
The mouse asks the beloved frog,
"Do you know what you are to me? During the day, you're my energy for working. At night, you're my deepest sleep. But could we be together, outside of time as well as inside? Physically, we only meet at breakfast. Your absence during the rest of the day enters all my cravings. I drink 500 times too much. I eat like a bulimic trying to die. Help me. I know I'm not worth it, but your generosity is so vast. Let your sunlight shine on this piece of dung and dry it out so I can be used as fuel to warm up and light a bathhouse. Look on the terrible and stupid things I've done and cause herbs and eglantine to grow out of them."
The sun does this with the ground. Think what glories God can make with the fertilizer of sinning. The mouse continues to beg.
"My friend, I know I'm ugly to you. I'm ugly to me. I'm perfectly ugly. But look, you'll be sad when I die, won't you? You'll sit by my grave and weep a little. All I am asking is be with me that little bit of time while I'm alive. Now, I want you now."
A certain rich man was accustomed to honor a Sufi by giving him pieces of silver. "Would you like one piece of silver now, O Lord of my spirit, or three at breakfast tomorrow morning?" The Sufi answered, "I love the half a coin that I have already in my hand from yesterday, more than the promise of a whole one today, or the promise of 100 tomorrow. A Sufi is a child of this moment." Back to the mouse, who says,
"The slab of now has cash in its hand. Give me slaps on the neck, anywhere."
Soul of my soul, of the soul of 100 universes, be water in this now river, so jasmine flowers will lift on the brim, and someone far off can notice the flower colors and know there's water here. The sign is in the face. You can look at an orchard and tell if it rained last night. That freshness is the sign. Again, the mouse.
"Friend, I'm made from ground, and for the ground, you're made of the water. I'm always standing on the bank calling to you, have mercy. I can't follow you into the water. Isn't there some way we can be in touch? A messenger? A reminder?"
The two friends decided that the answer was a longing string, with one end tied to the mouse's foot and the other to the frog's, so that by pulling on that secret connection might be remembered and the two could meet as the soul does with the body. frog-like soul often escapes from the body and soars into the happy water. Then the mouse body pulls on the string and the soul thinks. Unmute.
Damn, I have to go back on that riverbank and talk to that scattered brain mouse.
You'll hear more about this when you really wake up on Resurrection Day. So the mouse and the frog tied the string, even though the frog had a hunch some tangling was to come. Never ignore those intuitions. When you feel some slight repugnance about doing something, listen to it. These premonitions come from God. Remember the story of the military elephant who would not move toward the Kaaba? Paralyzed in that direction, yet swift if pointed to Yemen, it had some inner knowing from the unseen. So the prophet Jacob, when his sons wanted to take Joseph out in the country for 2 days, he had heart sickness about their going, and it was true, though divine destiny prevailed, despite his foreboding, as it will. It's not always a blind man who falls in a pit. Sometimes it's one who can see. A holy one does sometimes fall, but by that tribulation, he or she ascends, escapes some illusion, escapes conventional religion, escapes being bound by phenomena. Think of how phenomena come trooping out of the desert of non-existence into this materiality, morning and night. They arrive in a long line and take over from each other. A son comes of age, and the father packs up. This place of phenomena is a wide exchange of highways, with everything going all sorts of different ways. We seem to be sitting still, but we're actually moving, and the fantasies of phenomena come sliding through us like ideas through the curtains. They go to the well of deep love inside each of us. They fill their jars there, and they leave.
There is a source they come from, and a fountain inside here. Be generous. Be grateful. Confess when you're not. We can't know what the divine intelligence has in mind.
Who am I standing in the midst of this thought traffic?